The ability to read is often taken for granted, but all around us, people are battling with texts that intimidate them. I had managed to avoid reading a single novel by Jane Austen when I went to study English at university. I was afraid of her because I was led to believe she was too literary for someone like me. When I could avoid her no longer, I was surprised to find she was pretty easy to read, especially in comparison to the literary theory they had us study. Those essays I read and reread. I consulted the dictionary 20 times and often only came away with a vague sense of the meaning. With Austen, I was surprised to find I enjoyed a love story on a first reading. After a little research, I found interesting socio-political ideas within the text. With the help of a teacher, I was even able to detect a deliciously vicious sense of humour. I teach teenagers who have dyslexia. I try to pick enjoyable texts for them to read, but we might as well be reading one of those literary theory essays. For them, it is hard work, no pleasure, and full of feelings of embarrassment that progress is so slow. It's difficult to know if it's the dyslexia or the years of compounding negative experiences which play a greater part in spoiling their enjoyment of text. The pious feel annoyed with religiously illiterate people when they say outlandish, heretical things and cause offence. We must remember the texts of religion are difficult and intimidating and almost impossible to access without a friendly teacher. My pupils tell me Jane Austen is awful. But before I rush to defend her, I must remind myself that at one time I was afraid of her too.